Remember you were telling me before about when you got the key to Joe Murphy Road first?
Oh, I did. Yeah. Well, that was poor.
Was it?
Well, that was a contact. And I got to know him. I mean...
That was the first house he lived in Ballyglen, it was in Joe Murphy Road.
Yeah, well...
It was about 1956, was it, or 55,
was it? I'd say. It was the time you'd have to know the landlord to get a house in Ballyglen. Mm. No one else. You'd have to have a contact with the landlord. Some of the councillors had a pull, and he might say to some councillors, I'll give you so many houses in that one, or someone else. If one had the party, they would belong to. Do you know was a fierce man in this?
Was he?
Yes. But I got a call from the council, and I was asked to go to the tinny shed over on the road, you know. And I was to go in there and bring that farm with me, and the house was given out the following week. And I was to call down there. And I called down and had a look, and the man told me that there's a list of bungalows going up during the summer for all this, and they'll be given out next week. No, he said, there's no one got any house yet. There's houses on one side of the road, bungalows on the left. The house was for a big family. The bungalow for the smaller family. And he said, what you do, he says, go up to Murphy Road, he says, and have a look around. And they're numbered, but he said that you can, what one would you like? You're not trying to take this house or that house at all. So he said to the other one to me, he said, I have the keys there, and come back door and let me know. And I went up anyway, and the wife was with me, and so they called the sack at the end. So we were walking up and down, and there was no kind of around. And we came down, and we were halfway down, and I said, that'd be a nice one there, and through the side of it, and the sun was shining out the back, and I said, the sun is again in the back there, you could have a nice back garden there. And I said, we go for that one, number 52. So we went back down, and I thought, the gentleman at the counter, I said, I fancy number 52, he said, well, that's okay with me, he says. Well, I'll give you, come back next Monday, I'll give you the key for that, so he said. And I went back down and got the key on the Monday, and we went back down again to have another look. But the road was only partly finished. There was no railings in the garden, and there were truckloads of earth. And when you come down the steps, there was a drop of steps going into it. There was a field little deeper than this, and the truckloads of earth would be lofted into the garden, but you'd have to level it all off yourself then. No railings. I'm nothing like that there, and like, you know. But there were a few poor families, very poor families, most of ourselves, moved in there because I was after getting a job in Murphy's in Evergreen that time, like, you know.